This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Gerrymandering, the practice of drawing legislative districts for partisan advantage, has taken some new twists lately. With House Republican Tom DeLay leading the charge in Texas, Republicans have tried to redraw district lines more often than just after the 10-year census. And in many states, legislative lines are being changed to permanently entrench the party in power. Supreme Court considers partisan gerrymandering today to determine if there is any constitutional limit to these practices. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Gerrymandering is as old as the Republic, but there's something new about it, and that something is computers. When coupled with sophisticated data collection techniques, computers can draw district lines to produce almost certain results. Not only can a district be drawn block by block and even house by house now, but the district designer can tell much more than party registration. The designer can tell the previous voting patterns, income, charitable contributions, subjects of interest, and even buying patterns of the people who live in those houses. The result is that the designer can tell with near certainty which way those voters will cast their ballots. The bottom line, according to NYU election specialist Richard Pildes, is that elections for the House of Representatives are rapidly becoming foregone conclusions.
We've almost lost the ability to hold competitive elections for the U.S. House. The gerrymanders have so perfected their art that very few House elections involve any meaningful political competition. It's more like a Soviet-style Politburo election.
Indeed, in the 2002 election, only four House incumbents were defeated by challengers, a record low in modern times. And in the upcoming election, both party strategists see fewer than 30 competitive races. The question before the Supreme Court today is this: does the Constitution put any brake on the ability of a party in power to draw legislative lines? The test case comes from Pennsylvania, where the Republican Party, in an attempt to make up for a Democratic gerrymander in Georgia, sought to draw lines to minimize the Democrats' power in Pennsylvania. The Keystone State was quite evenly split, with 11 Republican and 10 Democratic congressmen prior to the 2000 census. The state lost two seats as a result of lost population, and after the Republican legislature finished drawing the district lines in 2001, the lineup was guaranteed to be at least 12 Republicans and 7 Democrats. Today in the Supreme Court, lawyer Paul Smith, representing the Democrats, will tell the justices that in a state that voted decisively for Al Gore, that split is in essence an unconstitutional cooking of the books.
We say in a constitutional democracy, to have a map which prevents you from even having a chance of getting a majority representation with a majority of the votes is constitutionally intolerable.
The Republicans countered that Pennsylvania is not a Democratic state. It's a Republican state with two Republican senators and, at the time of the redistricting, a Republican governor. GOP lawyer John Krill says that the way the districts were redrawn was eminently fair.
Seven of these districts have a majority of Republican registered voters. Seven districts have a majority of Democrat registered voters. And then the other five districts are divided so that three have a plurality of Republican registered voters and two have Democrat pluralities.
They obviously knew who the Democrats were.
Democratic lawyer Paul Smith.
That's why they drew these swirling lines and these tiny fingers and animal-shaped districts.
Smith contends that the Republicans sliced and diced the state, slashing through municipalities and neighborhoods, defying every redistricting rule, and diluting Democratic chances by packing Democratic voters into a limited number of districts. But the GOP's Krill counters that Democrats can still prevail, much as the GOP did in the 1994 election when Republicans, led by Newt Gingrich, wrested control of the House of Representatives from the Democrats.
Are not self-perpetuating. Voters still are capable of making judgments about candidates, and they do so, and sometimes they surprise us.
1994 was the first redistricting with computers, though, and since then the technique has become much more sophisticated. The result, say experts, is that there will be few, if any, surprises, and that power will simply re-entrench itself. Yet another result, critics say, is that moderates in both parties are getting squeezed out, with congressional seats increasingly safe. An incumbent has more to fear from a primary challenger than from a general election opponent. And genuinely swing voters have less and less influence. NYU's Professor Pildes.
This is one of the most serious moments for the Supreme Court's engagement with the structures of democracy.
But Pildes admits it would be difficult for the Supreme Court to come up with a mechanism for limiting partisanship in what was intended to be a partisan exercise, an election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.